Buenos dias, buenos dias, buenos dias. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. What I've got for you guys today, like last episode, it includes my son. And so here's how this one went down. This is a real event that occurred to me. I was sitting in my living room. I can't remember when this was. It wasn't more than a week ago, but I was sitting in my living room here. Oh, it was on Friday. It was actually 1 week ago today, and the kids were home from spring break. That's what it was. So the kids were home. They didn't have school, and I don't work at the grocery store on Fridays, so I've got that day off from work. So typically, I will get a longer ride on Fridays that I do, and then I'll do like another long ride on Saturday, obviously, because I've got the day to be able to ride, because I don't typically ride long on Sundays with church and family and all that kind of stuff. And so Friday becomes a long day for me. So last Friday, I had a, you know, long workout that I had to do, and I've just got the entire day in front of me, right? So, you know, I get to get up a little bit later than I normally do when I work at the grocery store, you know, have some coffee, kind of relax into the day. But at the same time that I'm relaxing into the day, it is a longer ride, and, you know, I don't want to be gone all day. And so I've got to get on it, you know, at some point at a reasonable time to get my ride in. And what I found myself doing was just kind of hanging out. Again, I'm going to go back and didn't set a firm boundary as to when I wanted to be on the bike, right? Like, didn't have a plan for, hey, you're going to ride at this time, like I typically do. Fridays, I just don't necessarily do that, because I kind of like to give myself the freedom on a Friday to just kind of not be held down to that plan. Because if I start an hour later, half an hour later or whatever, it's not that big a deal. But within reason, again, you know, I don't want to start my ride at 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and be gone, you know, all day into the evening. So anyhow, I'm sitting around in the living room, and, you know, my son comes in and he's like, "Dad, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm sitting here right now and I'm procrastinating, but I need to get moving because I've got a ride to put in. I've got a workout that I've got to get in." And I said, "And, you know, the work just, it isn't going to do itself. So I've got to get on it." And my son Cadell said, "Yeah, I see that." He says, "Man, I bet that you wish that the work did do itself. Wouldn't that be nice?" And I said, "Well, actually, no." I said, "It wouldn't be good if the work did itself." And I said, "The reason it's not good is because it's the same for everybody. I mean, you've got to put in the work or it won't get done. And so I don't want the work to do itself, because I'm about to get up and I'm about to go ride and put in this work. And some other individual that may be sitting on their couch waiting to do a workout or a ride today, they may wish that the work did do itself and get down and discouraged because it doesn't, and then they may choose not to do it." And he just kind of walked away, and that was the end of it. You know, it was that quick interaction. Again, just kind of a quick aside here. You know, when we're dealing with our kiddos, you know, what we say, they are listening. It didn't seem like it that much in the moment. You know, I mean, he stood there. He was respectful, obviously, listening to what I had to say, but then he just kind of walked off. He didn't really reply or anything like that. But, you know, just making sure that we continue to kind of mentor and raise our children the right way, giving them the right messages, and they're listening. But anyhow, back to the story. And, you know, after I was done saying that to him, you know, I just kind of smiled a little bit. And I got up off the couch and, you know, dragged my feet upstairs and said, "Well, let's get this working." You know, and I did get out and I did get the work in. But coming back to why am I sharing this with you guys? And the simple reason is because we elite performers, high performing individuals, we don't wish that the work did itself. We don't wish for you know, the hack. We don't want the magic pill. We're not looking for the shortcut, right? We understand and we actually like the fact that, you know what, when it comes to human performance, specifically athletic performance, like the work is not going to do itself. If you want to get fitter, if you want to get stronger, if you want to get faster, you have to put the work in, and it is not just going to be granted and given to you. And that's good news for those of us that are looking to perform at a high level, because it's the same for everybody. Every individual that wants to perform at a high level has to sit with themselves, look at themselves in the mirror and say, guess what? Today's a work day. And if I choose not to do this work, no one's going to come around. Nothing is going to come around and give me the benefits of the work without it actually getting done myself with some kind of labor, some kind of effort. And that's good news for those of us that are high-level performers, because there's a lot of individuals out there that do wish that the work did itself. And when they realize, man, I've got to do this. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I don't want that. Maybe I'd rather just kind of hang out and not put the work in, because I mean, it is going to be difficult. I mean, the workout that I had to do on Friday was not easy. It actually was extremely difficult and I struggled mightily, but I rested in the fact that, hey, you know what? That work did get done though. And I did put the effort in to do that work. So we understand it doesn't do itself. There needs to be input from us. And that's good news for us, because we understand that it's an equal playing field for everybody. Now, the last thing I want to say, why did I specifically talk about human performance? Why did I even narrow it down even more to talk about athletic performance? Here's the answer. The answer, and I touched on this briefly in the last episode, you know, our culture works against us in a lot of ways. Our culture works against those of us that are looking to perform at a high level, those of us that are looking to be the best version of ourselves. Our culture really doesn't help us a whole lot to accomplish that. And in this specific episode, talking about the work doing itself, here's the reason why specifically for this principle here. It's because our culture sends a message and has so many messages and videos and ads and all that kind of stuff telling us that, hey, like this can be done for you. You know, this responsibility that you have or this thing that you find difficult to do, like, hey, there's an app for that. Hey, there's a gadget for that. Hey, there's an automation, you know, process for that. Right? Like, let's just take that off of your hands. You'll never have to do this again. It'll be the best thing ever. Like you, yeah, I know, I understand that you have to get that work done, but we've got this thing where you don't have to do the work. It's amazing, you know, and it costs a ton of money and it's awesome, right? But folks, I mean, that's our culture. That's the message that they send us. But if any of you have ever fallen victim to purchasing one of these things, I know that I have. I've been like, oh my gosh, what? I don't have to do that anymore. Man, that is amazing. I want that thing, or I need to get that thing, or whatever. Like if we've ever fallen into purchasing one of these or possessing one of these things, like we begin to use it and then we realize, like, you know, there's still work that goes into that. Like, it's not completely like, oh, cool, I'm just gonna like leave that there and it's just gonna do its own thing. I mean, it still requires us in some way to interact with that particular thing. So nothing exists that's just a zero effort, zero input, get results type of a thing. But the culture is kind of shaving the edges, shaving the corners off of that fact, and trying to convince us that there is. Hey, it's out there. I'm telling you, here it is. You can buy it. You can have it. But it just doesn't. It doesn't exist. So then when we hop on the bike or we go for a run or we're getting ready to do a workout or whatever, we've got to be careful that we don't go, hey, I wonder if there's something for human performance here. Like, I wonder if there's something for me on the bike. I wonder if there's something for me on the run. I wonder if there's something for me, you know, while I'm on the basketball court. Like, I wonder if there's something for me that, you know, that I can use, take, buy, download, whatever, that's going to make it, it's just going to make it easier. Like, it's just, that's it. Like, the work won't necessarily have to get done by me. Like, it's just going to be done by something else or someone else or whatever. And we've got to be careful. No, that is incorrect. No, that is a false narrative. That is not how human performance operates. The work will not do itself. We have to do the work. So, can we be those individuals? Can we do the work by showing up every day and being consistent and putting forth the best version of ourselves that we have on that day? I'm not even talking about outcomes here. I'm not talking about what your power numbers were. I'm not talking about how fast you ran. I'm not talking about how many points you scored. Like, I'm not talking about any of that. I'm simply saying, can you go in and do the work at the very bare minimum? Do the work, show up, put in the effort. Whatever your performance ends up being on the other side of that effort, that's fine. Take it and then move on to the next day and do it again. The work will not do itself. So you and I, we've got work to do. So let's be about it. Speaking of work, if you would like to work or partner together with me so that I can help you to tap into some of these principles that obviously high-performing individuals abide by and kind of govern themselves by and put to practice on a daily basis, I would love to do that with my experience, not only as an athlete, but obviously the degree that I've got in sports psychology and all those kinds of things. I would love to do that with you. So reach out to me, Mario@utmostperformance.info. Shoot me an email. And I'd love to partner with you on that and start having some good, fruitful, productive discussions about how we can do that and how we can improve and raise your performance to the level that we know that you are capable of. And I say we, even though I may not personally know you listening to this episode. And the reason why I say we is because I believe in the power of human potential. I believe that all of us have more to give. All of us, every single individual, we've got more to give. We can get more out of ourselves. And in order to be able to do that, though, we've got to make sure that our minds come alongside our bodies to help us to do that. And that's where I come in as a mindset coach, and I'd love to work with you. So if you're interested, as I said, Mario@utmostperformance.info, and let's rock and roll. All right, folks, as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys for your support and the questions that come in and the words of encouragement. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day. Until next time.